On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Hello, March. Oh, it's about time, huh? Spring, only about 3 weeks away. Isn't this awesome? Winter, you know what, it wasn't that bad. I'm not saying it's over, because, you know, we have been hit with storms in March. It happens. Okay, let's be honest. But I'm still very encouraged, because it's March. And I do realize that March is one of those months that it's really bleh. There's nothing really great about it, except that you know April's right around the corner. And April showers bring May flowers. And that's like written in stone, I'm pretty sure, or it's not. Okay, let's get right down to it while it's fresh off the presses. And there's been a lot of press. Donald Trump, his address to Congress. It's his first one. There'll be more. And hopefully he'll continue to take Valium instead of cocaine before he does his speeches. Because, you know, wow, what a difference that was. And yeah, he was very subdued. Obviously someone wrote the speech for him. He couldn't do it himself. He would have, if he ventured off the path, it would have gotten ugly. And I'm sure everyone expected that to happen. I thought it was funny with all the applause, how if there wasn't any, he sort of paused for a moment for them to, you know, applaud. And how the justices just sit there, you know, stone-faced, don't applaud, don't stand up, don't anything. And that's normal. But his speech, you know what, to me it sounded like someone should really tell him that he won, because it sounded like an awful lot of campaigning. Okay, it just, flashback to the stage with Marco Rubio and Chris Christie. I don't know. I just felt like it was happening again. A lot of words, rhetoric, things like that. The only thing he didn't have to talk about was Hillary Clinton. But other than that, I think he covered all the bases. I did think it was pretty shameful to pull out the token disabled person and the token black lady. I mean, you know, really. And then that the widow of the Navy SEAL. I mean, come on. It's just so scripted and so... But you know what? These people went along with it. You have to remember that. They were briefed on it. Maybe they wanted the publicity. They're going to be on television, seen by millions of people. I don't know. It was really a weird thing to watch. And how I watched it was online, where there was a message board, because that's almost the best part of watching these things, is reading the comments live as they're happening. And you get into it. People talk to you, you talk back to them. It's amusing because there's always the diehard Trump people and the anti-Trump people, and they're going back and forth, and it's kind of hilarious. But I do think I heard him say Homeland Security instead of Homeland. Listen carefully. He says Homeland Security twice, and it was the first part of the speech where he said it. I distinctly heard Homeland, Homeland. I mean, you know what? People that are medicated talk that way. They slur words together a little bit, just a little. I mean, seriously, he was on some kind of downer, as opposed to when he's on caffeine or Red Bull or something, uppers. I don't know. The man doesn't drink. But that doesn't let him off the hook. I mean, there are plenty of probably a lot of pill heads that don't drink too. I don't know. It's, you know, drug of choice. And I'm not going to beat to death the speech, because that's being done. I don't need to. I'm getting bored with it already. I've been on it about 4 minutes, pretty much almost, and I don't want to even go on about it still. Okay, so let's move along. Let's move along and let's not look back. Okay, don't look back. Except for Kellyanne Conway sitting on the sofa in the White House. You know, the memes are hilarious. My favorite is the Forrest Gump, of course. She's, you know, the guy in the wheelchair with the no legs and everything. But I mean, how little respect do you have for sitting in the White House? Okay, I can't imagine anyone ever doing that unless maybe there's no cameras around. It's like, you know, a relaxed atmosphere. You're having some pizza. I don't know. Maybe then. But you know what? When there's cameras there, it's like an event. I'm flabbergasted that this could even happen. You have to see these cameras there. You have to know what you're doing. Anyway, I just, you know what? Stupid. It's all stupid. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so there's a TV show called 24 Legacy, okay? It's like the same 24, I think, in a way, except that there's no Kiefer Sutherland, so I'm definitely not even interested in the slightest, tiniest, itty-bittiest little bit, okay? Not doing it. I did watch 24 when it came back on that brief, I think it was 6 episodes, actually. It was 12. 12? Yeah, well, they did half of 24. It wasn't 24 episodes. It was a mini. So they did 12 episodes. Okay, and where I'm going with this is apparently the 24 Legacy show that I don't watch used footage from a real mall attack where a lot of people died a few years ago. Huh? What? yeah, they got busted. Fox TV, who puts on the show. You know what? I don't even know if it was cleared or it wasn't cleared. Why would you do that? It was really insensitive, and I don't know how you could think you'd get away with it. Okay, Kiefer Sutherland would never be behind a project like that. Another reason I'm not watching it. There's no more dignity. Okay, I watched the 12 mini episodes when 24 came back last year. It was very good. It had Kiefer Sutherland in it, okay? And Chloe. Okay, some familiar faces. It had that creepy, what's his name from that movie Strange Days? Michael, oh, you know what? I'm not in front of a computer to know. Michael somebody. Michael, British guy, creepy. He was also in The Count of Monte Cristo, the guy that whipped him all the time. Michael somebody. You know, I'll think of it later. Doesn't even matter. I'm just saying, that one I watched, okay? That had some people in it that I wanted to see. This one, I don't know what it's about. It looks urban. It looks boring. It looks like they're using mall attack footage that they shouldn't. I got something else kind of timely. Mardi Gras. Just happened. Oh my gosh. Fat Tuesday. Mardi Gras. That's right. Anyway, I did something really cool that I've never done before. I attended something Mardi Gras. It was last weekend, and I just plan on going to the beach. It was just supposed to be a beach day. Okay? And it ended up being a big celebration. Roads were closed, parades happened, beads were thrown. I caught so many beads. I have great stories. I mean, you're not on my Facebook, unless you are, but you're probably not. I posted some very cool videos, some very cool pictures. Funny story. One of the beads I caught was from a moving, of course, float vehicle, really high up. The guy that threw them, they were these huge pearls. I mean, bigger than marbles, each one of them. Huge, huge. So when I feel like Donald Trump, huge, huge, tremendous, tremendous beads. I don't exactly feel like him. I don't want to feel like him. I don't want to think about him. Back to my story. So when the guy threw them, I like to think of his, maybe he's like, after I caught them anyway, they whipped me in the arm. They left a big mark. It was very tender. It was very big. It was painful. So then later I'm thinking, you know, is he like, who do I hate? Okay, I hate her. Let me throw them at her. Not a lot of people had these particular beads. They were very hard to catch, and they were like, you get battle scars when you catch them. Other than that, listen to this, okay? And I have witnesses for this. I don't think I have a video, but I have witnesses. A man threw a Frisbee, okay? I caught it with one hand. My other hand was occupied with my phone. He threw another one sort of right at me again, and I caught it in the same hand that I already had the one Frisbee in, and his face was like, am I a cyborg? I had to question myself. So that was very odd, but you know, hey, you know, I will attest that reflexes are the last to go. My reflexes are the same as when I was 18. Easily. No question. I remember playing badminton with someone 10 years ago even, and they said, wow, I was impressed that you could do all that. Really? Really? I mean, I have to prove myself with silly badminton? But anyway, it's still, I really think, even my dad, who's in his 80s, his reflexes are really good, really strong. So that's got to be, it's got to be one of the last things to go. It really does. Anyway, so Mardi Gras parade, so much fun. There was dancing, there was revelry. You don't have to flash to get beads. I don't think you know that or can appreciate that. It was a family event, okay? I saw kids. It was not Bourbon Street in New Orleans. New Orleans, however you say it. It wasn't that. Okay, these are just small events that people have, communities have. And let me just say, I got a lot of beads. Other people got beads. It was perfectly fine. But that is okay with me if you think it wasn't on the up and up. That just gives me street cred, okay? It gives me parade cred, and I am fine with that, okay? So now that I have done a Mardi Gras, I've done Salem on Halloween 3 times, and I would definitely do it again anytime. I would do Mardi Gras again. I'm looking forward to Mardi Gras. I never really gave it much thought. I thought it was just basically a drinking holiday like Cinco de Mayo or something. But it was great. It was fun. I have some souvenirs, okay? I have things I caught. And they're not things you need inoculations for. Hey there, you know what that music means, Tori's pet peeves. Okay, pet peeve of the week is still happening. This was my pet peeve back in maybe the end of January even, definitely February. Now we're into March, so guess what it could be? That's right, Christmas trees. Okay, people, why does this need to be explained? It's time to take them down. Although, when you think about it, it's only 9 months away, Christmas. So you can give birth in 9 months to the same tree you have up right now. So I guess, is that what you're doing? Is that what you're really doing? You're just going to leave it up? Okay. February was really pushing it. But March, I can't. I won't. If you have things on your lawn, that's really unacceptable because then the whole world can see. At least with your tree, only your friends and family know how lazy you truly are. And I mean, maybe you like it. You went to a lot of effort, but and you're holding off too because it really looks pretty, and it's less time actually now. Like I said, only 9 months away until you can put it up again. So that's great. That's like me getting sun. On a positive note, it's like me getting sun into February on vacation, and then it's only a few months away till I get to have the sun in the summer. Instead of the whole 6 months of nothing, break it up with a vacation, get some vitamin D. That's the good side of that. But keeping your Christmas tree up, I really don't see any benefit to it. So I'm asking you, with all respect, to please take it down. Okay, here's something I've been thinking about. I mean, this whole show is something I've been thinking about. I should just not even say that. Here's what I've been thinking about. It's all that, okay? Whatever. So, contact lenses. I've never worn them, and I will never wear them. It's just not going to happen. I don't want to touch anything to my eyeball. I throw on glasses. Sure, I need glasses sometimes to see distances or read things close up. That's fine. I don't want contacts in my eyes for hours and hours at all. And another reason I just found out about, people that wear them, and they have told me this themselves. I'm not even like looking this up or making this up, and it's not an alt fact or anything. Apparently, contacts can and do roll to the back of your eye socket. What is that even about? Are you kidding me right now? One more reason not to wear them, but people still do. Okay? I don't want to talk about it anymore. Okay, so I had an idea for a new TV series for, like, Netflix. And you know what? I'm going to tell you what it is. You can steal it if you really want, if you really feel that you must. It's called House of Farts. Now, I don't think it's been taken yet. I don't think that it's out there. I'm not sure. I didn't really look it up. But I started thinking, you know what? When you stink up your house with farts, it becomes a house of farts. Am I not right? I'm right. So let's think about this, people. Obviously, probably a comedy, okay? It doesn't need to be anything really dark and deep with Robin Wright or Kevin Spacey. I'm not suggesting that, okay? Unless you want to do some kind of a lampoon on that show and call it House of Farts for like just a Saturday Night Live thing and put Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright in it. If they would agree to that, then I think that would be interesting. I don't know how they got Mark Strong to agree to that crazy movie, The Grimley Brothers, or something like that, with Sacha Baron Cohen, which was vile, okay? I mean, there was a scene with an elephant and an elephant uterus, and I won't even, all right? So I'm just saying, you know, House of Farts, it's, you know, maybe it's not classy, but it's not over the top, is it? Maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't really know. I guess it could be. Maybe. I'm not sure. I have people I know that live in Brockton, okay? And no names, please. You know what? When I used to go to their homes, all I could think of was, am I in a Martin Scorsese movie right now? Yeah, it was like that, okay? There are parts of Brockton that are absolutely like that. And maybe I'm not telling you anything that you don't know, but I thought that was a funny way to put it. I mean, it was just, I wasn't raised that way, so to me it's almost like culture shock. But it's, I don't know if it's just the language with the swears every other word or the dog's running loose and it's kind of dirty in the house and everyone has clothes that are sort of, I don't know how to describe it. And again, I don't want to judge. I'm trying not to judge. It's just that whole atmosphere of something, maybe some drug use, throw that in there as well. I didn't see any gunplay, but I wouldn't rule it out at some future time. So, you see, I mean, there's movies everywhere. You've got House of Farts for a TV show. You've got movie ideas from houses in Brockton. Homes. Maybe apartments. Not even houses. Because usually people can't afford houses. It's usually an apartment situation or the project or something. You know what I mean. I've been to these places. I don't, you know, just, oh, I can't go over there. Oh, let me go. Let me see. What's it about? Life is an adventure. Let's find out. But I'm not going to live there. Hey, the movie Snow White. Okay, I just watched it again. I hadn't seen it in a long time, and I have to address something. I want to know why this is considered a children's movie, and I am being completely serious. Now think about this. Please, stay with me. It's 1937. That's when this movie came out. Apparently, it was based on a story. Disney acquires stories. Aladdin, whatever, Pocahontas, Lion King. They acquire these stories and they make them their own. Okay, so 1937, Snow White, the witch, the evil witch. What did she want done? Watch the movie. You don't believe me? Look it up online. Ask your friends. It's true. Okay? She got that woodcutter, whoever he was, her lackey there, her henchman, her minion, to go find Snow White, because she was the fairest of them all, and cut her heart out and put it in a box. Okay? Really? You try doing that today, 2017 Disney. You talk like that, you're not talking like that. Okay? Maybe they can kill off Mufasa. He falls into the stampede. Okay. But you're not talking about a human being cutting out another human being's heart and putting it in a box. And then later in the movie, she's going, oh, it's the heart right here. And the mirror's like, oh, that's a pig heart. It's not even a human heart. What am I watching? This is for children? Are you serious right now? I mean, I'm not even getting into the humor part about little dwarves and houses. I don't even, you know what? Leave that off the table. I am getting down to the heart of the matter. You see what I did there? All right, so somebody better explain that to me someday. And I mean it, because it would not happen now. Thank you. If I owe you $1,000, that's my problem. If I owe you $1,000,000, that's your problem. Here's another one. Don't get it right, get it in writing. Ha ha. All right, listen to me, listen to me. I gotta talk about something real quick. It was something funny that happened. And it was really funny. And it's one of those things where you had to be there. But seeing you weren't, I'm going to try to do it justice. Walking with my daughter not too long ago through a parking lot. We left the doctor's appointment with the baby. The baby was in the car seat. We're carrying it. We were just going to apparently, you know, go across the street to the mall and look at some stores and then get picked up later. It wasn't far. But we didn't exactly know how to go about it once we left the doctor's office. We sort of went the wrong way and we're in a parking lot full of cars, which is fine. But, you know, we're carrying diaper bags and backpacks and baby in a car seat. And then we're just walking and we see this shuttle bus come by. You know, it's like a maternity type thing for mothers, motherhood. It's with the doctor's office or the hospital. It's a local shuttle bus, okay, in the parking lot where we were walking. Okay, the guy pulls over next to us and says, you guys lost? And we said, no, well, we don't. We're just walking, looking, you know. He goes, well, you're heading into a grassy hill. 9th Ave was over that way. And, oh, okay. And then he drives away. You know, would you like a ride? Anything. This is Southern hospitality when it's called fail. Okay, it was ridiculous. It was so hysterical, though, because he's a shuttle bus, and he drives off and leaves us with all this stuff and a baby, and we're just walking. So, you know, it was fine. We walked. We made it. But you know what? Really, really... think about it. Wind up with a quote from Nancy Pelosi, which I think is funny, actually. She's telling people to treat your Trump voters, your friends that voted for Trump, like a boyfriend that's a jerk. You have a boyfriend that's a jerk. You can't go right up and say that to them. Your boyfriend is a jerk, but because then you lose a friend, which I have done when I say, you know, I almost say you're a jerk for voting for Trump. I think I do say that. So she says, you know, these people have to find out for themselves. These girls that date these creepy guys, they find out for themselves. You can't tell them. So again, anyone voting for Trump, obviously, you know, you're figuring it out. Are you just going to really dig your heels in and be stubborn and go right back to the whole Hillary argument? Oh, Hillary, Hillary and her emails. Oh, wow. Okay, so let's just say goodbye to clean air and water. Whatever. You know, you deserve it. Thanks for dragging us down with you. But karma will suffice in many ways. Not just Trump ways, in lots of ways. In Facebook ways, in friendship ways. You're going to get yours. I'm not worrying about it. Hey, if I can lend a hand, though, I might just have to. But mum's the word there. All right, people. So until next week, stay warm. It's getting warmer. It will. It hasn't even been that bad of a winter. Stop whining, you snowflakes. We haven't got many snowflakes. I don't know how I feel about that snowflake term. I think I like it. I think I'll let it hang around. All right, everybody. I will see you next week on the ECAT show. I'm pretty sure I will be back on Eastern Cable doing a TV show. And back with Ron next week as well. And we're going to be able to dish about whatever we want face to face. See what happens. Be there or be square. All right. Peace. Oh, yes, beautiful girl, lovely dress. But where she is now, I can only guess, 'cause it's gone, daddy gone.